The next time you drive along the Rogue River past the town of Galize, compare your road map with the surrounding landscape. You'll see something very odd. The map will tell you that the land around you lies completely within the Siskiyou National Forest, but your eyes will show you signs all along the highway that read, "No trespassing." You'll also notice a lot of steel chain barriers stretched across river access roads. The signs and chains protect the claims of the so-called recreational miners, people who go off into the woods, lay out their stakes, pay $100, live on that claim for months at a time, and in search of gold, degrade and destroy some of the nation's best spawning beds for salmon and steelhead. Many miners use bulldozers where the fish spawn because the gravel in those beds is the easiest place to find nuggets of gold. Ironically, there's no significant jobs benefit here. Recent Department of Interior figures show that mining on federal lands in Oregon produces a total of 10 direct jobs. 10. The rest are recreational miners. One of them told the Oregonian newspaper that he spends summers on his claim in the Kalmiopsis Wilderness, roiling up stream bottoms with motorized dredges so that he can make jewelry for his wife. Under the notorious Mining Act of 1872, anyone can stake a mining claim on 20 acres or more of government land, even in the fabled Siskiyou Wild Rivers area, and even when their riverbed moving equipment threatens struggling salmon and steelhead and a multitude of other species of wildlife and rare endemic plants. Alarmed with this destruction of paradise, former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt declared a 2-year timeout on new claims until scientists and the public could evaluate and prioritize all of the values of the region. But now the Bush administration apparently plans to halt the review and public comment process and restore the status quo to the miners. Despite opposition from Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber, most of the Oregon congressional delegation, and more than 20 prominent outdoor organizations, it's hard to see why the Bush team would find fault with gathering of information designed to lead to an informed policy choice. After all, this is the administration that criticized the creation of the new Cascade Siskiyou's National Monument near Ashland because of a purported lack of citizen and scientific input by the Clinton administration. As the minutes tick down to a decision on the fate of the Siskiyou Wild Rivers area, all eyes are now on Oregon's U.S. Senator Gordon Smith, a Bush ally who's up for a second term in November. One word from Smith to Bush would decide whether custom jewelry is more important than coho salmon. I'm Les O'Coin.